If you said February 26, 1919 was the day that Grand Canyon National Park was formed, you were correct. We will pull a random winner from everyone that answered correctly and send you with our state park passes. Next week, our promotions team will be in Tucson, the Team Lizzie Bell. This is a really interesting story that this home was in ABC's Extreme Makeover in 2009. So this is the 10-year anniversary and was one of the homes that were first into the LED, not LED.
Sustainability.
LED.
Oh, there you go.
LEED. Mm-hmm. Sustainability and design. And it was all done for a girl that...
Kidney disease. And so the Extreme Makeover went all over the country and picked one house from each state. And Lizzie's house won for this. They, of course, were all tied up in trying to keep her well. So it was they won the opportunity to have their house redone. And it just has amazing features. And after 10 years, it's still holding up well. So we're going to be featuring that. But also, they're having a blood drive at the home next weekend. So you can go see the home plus give you blood.
You can find that event at rosieonthehouse.com. And when you get there, you can look for our Sanderson Ford Transit wrapped with Rosie on the House. And you can pick up your home maintenance calendar there if you're not on the mailing list. We also have brand new updated pamphlets for the Arizona State Parks that we'll have in the trans, along with any promotional state park passes and whatever we've got put together for that weekend's promotional giveaway. A neat event coming up that supports one of our other nonprofits, Habitat for Humanity, CAZ, is their Blueprints and Blue Jeans fundraiser, a big fundraiser they do annually. And this, they always, Friday night, 6
Nobody
to 9 o'clock,
appreciates
downtown
our Friday
Phoenix.
Night.
You know, and one of our favorite bands from Louisiana, from the homestead, Beau Soleil was playing at the MIM last night.
We would be everywhere if it was not. If it was on Saturday night instead of Friday.
Oh, man.
We'd be out and about.
And I got to wonder what kind of I would never think Beau Soleil would have a following in Arizona. But every time they play there, it sells out.
People know good music.
Yeah, they do. They're figuring it out. So it's nice to see Beau Soleil fans in Arizona.
The Cajun ins and outs that you hear Gary play, and a lot of those are from Beau Soleil. So you may not know their music, but you've heard it if you've listened to this broadcast. But at the Blueprints Blue Jeans, this is Friday, March 29th, guest speaker Jerry Colangelo. We got to see him at Grand Canyon University for the Thrive conference last year. He was the best speaker that day, and he has said something in that in his speech that I use regularly.
Tell me.
The opportunity is in adversity. How to look at a challenge or what a lot of people see as a problem, those aren't problems. That's where opportunity is. Opportunity is in adversity. And that's changed how I look at a lot of things. So, very, very interesting story there.
Of course, that is, unless you don't call pass interference. So,
well, I know
that was a huge opportunity for Los Angeles Rams.
Sure was. Not the ones we wanted, but okay.
Well, I know Rosie sees this last event in our lives as opportunities. He said, not many people get a chance to second chance.
And absolutely.
He's got his eyes open for what God's got for him for this, for going forward.
And he's doing great. I asked him if he wanted us to say anything specific when we give his update for his condition, and he said, no, I'm just letting him know I'm getting stronger every day, and I'll be back soon.
Yeah. Our walks are getting longer. Love having my guy with me on my walks. Man, did I miss that.
93 days from the time he left to go on a little
adventure
ATV ride in the desert to getting home from having to be air-vac to Scottsdale Osborne, spent time at St. Joe's, and then a Banner Health Rehab Center for a couple weeks, and home now, and I've been to the office a few times.
Mm-hmm.
He told me his goal, which is Tom's Thumb by Memorial Day. I think he's going to make it. Tom's Thumb hike by Memorial Day.
And he's sending me emails, one that I didn't get to because we had such a packed 7 o'clock hour. And this is Arizona Tourism, but he asked me to say it, so I'm going to throw it in here to open line hour. Castle Hot Springs opens this weekend. They have revitalized that resort. It's a very historic resort in Arizona. It's north of Lake Pleasant. If you've never heard about it, you can go to castlehotsprings.com. Chopper guy, Bruce Hafner, Is that his name?
Yeah.
Bruce Hafner.
Mm-hmm. But if you go to the Chopper Guy, is his social media account, he put together a video that was very nice. And looking at it, we had the opportunity to go there 20 years ago when it was abandoned. And the last owner was looking at having it revitalized and was looking at hiring Dad to do the work. And we got to spend a weekend out there and swim in all
hot
tubs.
That being said, that is my only beef with the new setup is you can only get in there if you can afford $1,000 plus a night. And there's no tours, there's no way to get in and see this historic thing. So I'm hoping that we can convince them that this is something they should open once a year for a tour so people can come in and enjoy it as well. But right now, unless you got the big bucks, you ain't going to see it unless you look at that video.
And looking at that video from what I remember being there years ago, I don't know what they put into this, but it's high double-digit millions. I don't know if it's into the triple, but I mean, they put some serious money into this place, and
it really
looks spectacular. JFK, after his PT boat days, went and relaxed in the hot springs.
Papa Rosie,
my grandfather,
got
dad's
a good picture
dad.
Of him.
I'm trying to think of some of the other Clark Gable. I mean, it very iconic resort
setting,
and just north of Lake Pleasant, right here in Arizona. Coming up next. Talking plumbing, water heaters. We've got Stampede Plumbing standing outside the studio. If you've got a plumbing question and want to talk to a plumbing expert, 1-888-767-4348.